Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Mount Kisco, Westchester Talk Radio presents the Business Council of Westchester's fundraising event, Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars. Here from Grand Prix New York and Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Mixmaster. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, we welcome you all and to the rolling and racing event here at Grand Prix in New York and at Mount Kisco. And basically what it is, the Business Council of Westchester, the host for this event, again, they're doing this racing and rolling event for the Rising Stars. It's to benefit Lifting Up Westchester. It's a social services organization which serves all of Westchester County. And every year, the BCW's Rising Stars Leadership Council selects an organization for the Rising Stars alumni to support. And after a submission process which includes the grant application, they've selected, out of 30 local nonprofits, Grace Kitchen, as one of the beneficiaries as well tonight. And again, we expect many, many people here. We've got racers and bowlers. That's what this is all about. And we're happy to have with us our first guest who's taking part tonight. He's a really good friend of ours. Helps us with our social media, as a matter of fact, especially for the I Love My Office contest and his team at MSM Designs. It's Mario Mirabella. He is the CEO of MSM Designs there in Tarrytown. Good to see you, Mario. Are you having fun tonight?
Yes, a lot of fun. Good to see you as well.
Now, tell us about this event. It's racing, and also it's bowling, and it's all to benefit this very wonderful cause.
Absolutely. Yeah, two great things. So it's going to be a lot of fun this time. We've been involved with this, with the Rising Stars event. It goes back a couple of years now, this new thing that they've been doing for fundraising. And it started with Dancing with the Rising Stars a couple of years ago. We were involved with as a sponsor and helped Brandon. And now this. So this creates a whole new, you know, energy. It's great. It's fun. And different dynamics now, you know, with more competition.
I wonder how many racers and how many bowlers there'll be, because like I said, your team is here tonight helping out.
Yes, we are representing. We have teams on both sides. We're going to be bowling. We're going to be racing. Based on the sheet that I saw, there's actually a lot of teams bowling, and probably more than 10 to 12 teams perhaps bowling, and there's at least 8 to 10 teams racing, it looks like, so far.
That's really
so
is.
Great participation.
So I wonder how much money they expect to raise. Do you have any idea in a ballpark figure what they might get tonight?
You know, I really don't know. I hope it's a lot. It's a great cause, benefiting, lifting up for Westchester, correct? So it's really, really a great cause. But I'm hoping as much as possible.
Yeah. And again, I guess we expect a very, very good turnout from what I understand, talking to one of the representatives of the Business Council. And in fact, I guess it's the first time they're doing this, right? This
Absolutely. Right, right. And I think that's creating more buzz for this particular event. It's a new venue for this event. It's a whole different angle. It's the energy is here. Beautiful spot here at Grand Prix. Always a lot of fun. So I'm hoping a lot of people do come out and raise a lot of money.
And again, to explain about Grace Kitchen, again, one of the beneficiaries of this event. Again, it's the largest soup kitchen in White Plains and the only place where hungry individuals can get a nutritious meal Monday to Friday and on all holidays. And for over 40 years, Grace's Kitchen has been on the front lines of hunger prevention. Last year, it provided over 20,000 free nutritious meals, including 2,000 meals served on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. That's just a wonderful thing that they're doing. And again, this event really helps that.
It is, absolutely. And any time that people can give back, especially companies in Westchester giving back to other Westchester organizations, very important. All about helping and lending a hand. So
now,
it's a great cause.
With your team being here, so you're making your own contribution to this tonight? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we are. I mean, not only are we a sponsor here for this event, we're responsible for all of the branding of this particular event, any assistance with marketing the event and from graphics to just spreading the word. We are representing with our team here, and we will be making a contribution as well.
Well, for those of you, again, who aren't familiar with MSM Designs, again, they're based in Tarrytown, talk a little bit more about what you do.
We're a full-service digital agency. We're going to be approaching our 19th year now as a company operating in Westchester, so we're very proud of that. We pretty much, the main services of our company is all digital media, so it's web development and design, social media branding and management. Google marketing services is very strong with us, from organic SEO to paid ad campaigns, any type of graphic design, print media. So pretty much, we really are a complete shop. We do it all in-house. We're a complete solution. And we take a lot of pride in our work.
Well, again, that power of social media to really get your message out there. And I must say, I mean, and for those of you, of course, who tune into I Love My Office today, as you all know, I'm happy to say that MSM Designs is one of the proud sponsors of us here at Westchester Talk Radio for that event. We really appreciate all that your team does for us.
Absolutely. No, we appreciate being involved, and it's a pleasure to work with you guys. It's a great, again, what Andrew has started with Shark Creative, with Westchester Talk Radio, it's great stuff. We always like to partner up with you guys and assist wherever possible.
And we are proud to be part of your team as well, Matt. And Matt, of course, and you, Mario, and everybody, just everybody's so wonderful.
Yeah, we got a strong team. The team's representing today from all divisions. They're all here. They're behind the scenes right now. but they're an excellent group of people, very, very talented. I'm very lucky to have this type of staff.
All right, well, good luck to your team tonight. Have fun. And Mario, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks again.
Once again, we've been talking with Mario Mirabella. Again, he's one of the bowlers. He brought his whole team from MSM Designs for this fundraising event. And we're here at Grand Prix New York, Spins Bowl, here at Mount Kisco, New York, for this Business Council of Westchester's fundraiser. It's all to help lifting up Westchester. That's the beneficiary of tonight's event. My name is Jim Cleveland. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling fundraiser. It's to benefit a group called Lifting Up Westchester, and they're the beneficiaries for this event. My name is Jim Cleveland. I'm your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, our engineer. We want a reminder that we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, speaking of Lifting Up Westchester, we're pleased to have with us the executive director. She is Onahita Kotval, who joins us tonight. Good to have you with us. And tell us about your organization. How long has it been around?
Sure. So we've been in existence for just under 40 years, and were founded when the homeless crisis first started to hit in New York and in Westchester County. Started the first shelter in the county, and have been operational ever since.
So 4 years ago, so you really felt that there was such a need because of the homelessness, that's why you got started.
Sure, and it's 40 years ago, so in the early 80s. And as I said, we've grown and expanded to provide many other services, but it started with homelessness back, as I said, in that period.
Well, let's talk about some of the services that you do offer.
Sure. So we have emergency services, a soup kitchen for people that need extra meals, shelters for single adults, and then a significant number of housing stability programs. So we take people from shelter and put them in subsidized apartments with case management support so that they maintain their housing while they work on whatever other issues may be barriers to them remaining housed. And then we have about 200 people that we take care of in that fashion. 95% of them have been stably housed for over 5 years. And then we also have a large social enterprise where we train low-income workers to be home health aides, get their licensed home health certification, and then they're guaranteed employment with our Medicaid-licensed home health agency. And then we employ them and send them out to care for people in their homes. And then our final set of programs are for children that are homeless. And although we don't run the family shelters in the county, we go into the family shelters and the public schools and the public libraries and provide after-school education, mentoring programs, college prep, test prep, you name it, for homeless children, to make sure that while their parents are struggling with important issues like housing and jobs, the children don't lose their academic standing and are able to graduate on time and go to college. And so for the last 3 years, 100% of the kids in our program have graduated from high school, compared to a national average of 50% for homeless children.
Well, again, we kind of have two Westchesters here because, I mean, yes, it's affluent, but there's that population that really needs some help, and organizations like yours lend that helping hand. And as I said, lifting up Westchester, kind of lifting them up and giving a new lease on life to them, right, in some way?
Absolutely. And, you know, as I said, in any affluent community where it's expensive to live, you're going to have homelessness. I think in some ways we have that problem because we're such an attractive place to be. But there's still, you know, a lot of people that are hurting, and our goal is to kind of help them get on a path to self-sufficiency.
Where in Westchester do you see the area of greatest need? It's all countywide, or Lower Westchester, and where is it mostly?
It's really all countywide, although it is not uncommon for people to congregate in the bigger cities because there's transportation and there's places to hide. So you see it less in more rural areas, but it's really spread out throughout the county.
We got a chance to stop by your booth over there. You have some food donations, I guess, that are being made as well?
Yes. So in addition to asking folks to come to the event to raise money, the Business Council asked people to bring food for our holiday food drive. We, as I said, serve all year round in the soup kitchen, but during the holidays, for both through Thanksgiving and the end of the year, we create holiday gift bags where we go to homes and give them an entire basket of food to make a holiday meal, turkey and all the fixings, ham and all the fixings. And so we collect throughout the season, and people who came to the event were asked to bring food to contribute to those baskets.
Well, we should mention again, this is racing and rolling, but we also have a silent auction going on. How much money do you hope to get from this event tonight? Is there a ballpark figure?
To be honest, because we didn't organize it, we don't have a particular target. The Business Council's really put this all together through their rising stars, and so I don't know what their goal is, but I do know that every dollar and every can of food really helps, so everything that comes in will go back out to people for the season, so we're really very happy that they chose to do this for us.
If anybody would like more information or if they'd like to donate, where can they reach you?
They can go to www.liftingupwestchester.org, and there's lots of different ways to contribute, either financially or through in-kind donations, and all of our contact information is there if people have questions and want to learn more.
All right. Anahita Kotval, Executive Director of Lifting Up Westchester, thanks for joining us, and I hope you have fun tonight.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Again, we've been speaking with Anahita Kotval, the Executive Director of Living Up Westchester. Again, they are the beneficiaries of tonight's event hosted by the Business Council of Westchester here at Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. My name is Jim Cleveland. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this Word of Interest.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling Benefit. It's to benefit Lifting Up Westchester. It's a night of racing and bowling. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our engineer. We want to remind you that we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, he is one of the bowlers taking part in this event tonight, this racing and rolling event. He is Eon Nichols, and he represents a company called Cuddy & Fader. They're located in White Plains. Good to have you with us, Eon.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Great to be here.
How long have you been with the Business Council?
I've been in the Business Council, involved with the Business Council, about 4 or 5 years now. I was Rising Stars about 4 years ago, 440 Rising Star, and then really got involved after that. The organization that's throwing this on is the Business Council, of course, but what's really putting this on is a subset of the Business Council, and that's the Rising Stars Leadership Council, and the chairman of that organization. So, yeah.
And again, we should say the name again tonight. Of course, it's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars. That's the actual title for tonight, and we have a lot of representatives here. What are your thoughts on this event? It's for a wonderful cause, Lifting Up Westchester. We talked to the executive director early this evening, and it's just a wonderful thing they're doing to help those in need in Westchester.
Absolutely. I mean, so, you know, part of the Rising Stars Leadership Council and the Business Council, what we do every year in June, we select the 40 under 40 Rising Stars. And what we tell that bunch of, or that class, if you will, is we say, okay, you're going to have to pick a charity. And the Leadership Council picks the charity along with other people. So we have to pick the charity, and you have to support the charity and do events throughout the year for the charity. And the charity of choice this year, and many charities actually applied, the charity of choice this year was Lifting Up Westchester. And we picked that charity for many reasons. One of them, and first and foremost, is really hunger and food. And, you know, in a county as Westchester County, as Westchester County, where you think Westchester, you think affluent, one of the most affluent counties in the entire country, you wouldn't think there's a hunger problem here, but there is. And we thought that was very interesting. And Lifting Up Westchester takes care of that need. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to get them to use us and give them a platform so that they can get their name out there and tell the world of their good mission and raise money and support them. So this is the first of many events to come between now and June 30th when we pick the next 40 under 40 Rising Stars class.
Yeah, and again, just a really worthy cause. We don't know how much money is going to be raised for this wonderful charity, but of course, every little bit helps. Whatever anybody can donate really will help the organization.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we did here today, you talk about every little bit, is we told people, you know, when you're showing up, you know, bring a few cans of food. It's as simple as that, you know. Hunger is a, you know, you ever been busy all day at work and you realize you didn't eat and that hunger gets you? So imagine that feeling every day for many days. It's terrible, especially, again, in a place like Westchester County.
Yeah, hunger is not just a holiday time problem. It's all year round and there's always a need out there. Talk about your company for a minute, Cuddy & Fader. What's that all about?
Oh, sure. So Cuddy & Fader is a law firm. So I'm an attorney. I'm a partner at Cuddy & Fader. It's my only real job, I tell people. I've been there for 14 years, got out law school in 2003, and I've been working at Cuddy & Fader since then. I haven't worked anywhere else since then, and I'm a partner, so hopefully I'll end my career there in many decades to come. It's a wonderful place, family environment, good culture. We're about 35 lawyers. We do a lot of stuff, but our bread and butter is transactional work, which is real estate financing, real estate transactions, land use and zoning work. We're involved in a lot of the projects that you see in White Plains and New Rochelle. We have commercial litigation, trust and estates, and you know, it's just a good place to be, a family place. A lot of our people there have really started a career there. We have secretaries that have been there since they were teenagers, and they're now in their 50s. So it's a very, very family place. It's a great place to work.
I'll tell you, it really is refreshing to hear you say that, because I guess in this current economic climate, you know, we're so cut and dry with corporate, and you really rarely hear about businesses that are like family. And it's really refreshing to hear that. We've actually talked to several people, you know, have companies like that. So it's good to hear that.
Absolutely. And that's also something that, you know, when you think about Westchester County, I think that differentiates it from the city. There's a lot that differentiates it. But one thing that you'll find a lot in Westchester County is you'll find a lot of businesses. And I don't want to use the word family owned, because Cuddy & Fader is not really family owned. But you'll find a lot of businesses where they started here and they sort of keep a family-owned mentality where family's important, culture's important, and that's the beauty about Westchester.
If anybody would like more information about Cuddy & Fader, where can they contact you?
Absolutely. They can reach me at 914-761-1300. That's my main number. And they can email me, and my last name is Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, at C-U-D-D-Y-F-E-D-E-R.com. Or they can Google me and all my info will come up. Info about the firm, and Feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions.
All right, Ian Nichols, a past rising star a few years ago, still a star right now, right?
Thanks.
And one of the bowlers tonight. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great time.
All right, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Ian Nichols, Cuddy and Fader, ladies and gentlemen. Again, he's one of the bowlers helping out at this event. Again, it's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars. That's hosted by the Business Council of Westchester here at Grand Prix New York and Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take another break and be back with more right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from Grand Prix New York and Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. We're here for the Business Council's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars. It's to benefit lifting up Westchester. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with the mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. I want to remind you that we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelift Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.B. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my next guest, I'm very happy to have with us here, he is Gene Christian Baca, and he's with Walter's Hot Dogs, who's here tonight. And Gene, good to have you with us. Your thoughts on this wonderful event for a beautiful cause.
Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Yeah. Now, we have something coming up tomorrow, and I'm pleased to say Westchester Talk Radio will be broadcasting live from this to help as part of the Veterans Day ceremonies and all the festivities happening. You're going to be doing something at Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Course in the Bronx tomorrow, which we're going to be. It's a first-of-its-kind event. Tell us about what you're doing.
Yeah, Lifestyle Westchester approached us about doing an event in honor of my grandfather, Eugene Warrington, who is the owner of Walter's Hot Dogs for almost 70 years, who just passed this past August. So my grandfather was a World War II veteran in the South Pacific, and he was in the Navy, and he was very much involved in the community. And Lifestyle Westchester wanted to put together an event in honor of his name where we can gather food trucks, some of the best food trucks that Westchester has to offer, and be able to feed veterans complimentary lunches. So we have a Beats mobile pizza, we have the souvlaki truck, we have Longford's ice cream, we have Walter's hot dogs. We'll all be there serving lunch, which is complimentary to all veterans who show up tomorrow from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock at Split Rock Golf Course in the Bronx.
So again, inspired, of course, by your grandfather and just a wonderful cause. Do we expect a pretty big turnout for this? What do you hear?
We do. You know, it's the first annual Eugene Warrington Food Truck for Vets, but we've had a lot of great support here in Westchester for this event. So we're definitely expecting a nice turnout.
Yeah. And again, it's not just Walter's Hot Dogs, but again, several vendors will be on hand. And again, it's really a great thing you're doing. I mean, feeding veterans for free, it's a really nice thing you're doing for them.
It's something we know our grandfather did in the past in his own way, and it's something we wanted to do to carry on his tradition the best way we know how, which is through our mobile food truck where we can go directly to people. And I know the weather's supposed to be a little chilly tomorrow, but Split Rock has been great accommodating us. We have a heated tent. We have a band and music. And again, it's going to be a great atmosphere from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock tomorrow.
I want to get your thoughts on this event going on tonight since you are here. And for those who are tuning in, again, benefiting Lifting Up Westchester, a great charity. It's a social service organization that serves all of Westchester. And their focus is on hunger in the sense that, you know, hunger is a problem all year round, not just during this holiday season coming up.
You're absolutely right about that, and it's a blessing to be part of the Westchester Business Council. It was an honor to be a rising star, and when we came together as a leadership committee to determine which organization we wanted to support for this type of event, it was very clear to us that Lifting Up Westchester is a phenomenal organization with a great cause, and especially coming around this time of the year where there's many families, many children who don't know where their next meal's coming from. So we're so excited to be a part of it tonight.
Yeah, again, those who are wondering what the racing and rolling is, well, simply, there's racing, Grand Prix racing, and bowling, which is what they're doing for a very worthy cause. First time they've done it here, and I'm sure they're going to raise a lot of money for this organization, Lifting Up Westchester tonight.
It's a great, great event. The bowling is sold out with registration. The racing was sold out for registration. So we're expecting a great turnout tonight.
And I hope we get a great turnout tomorrow. We'll see you in the Bronx. Gene Christian Bonka, Walter's Hot Dogs, thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jim, thank you so much. Have a great night.
You do. Have a good evening. Again, we've been speaking with Gene Christian Bonka. Again, he's with Walter's Hot Dogs, which is putting on a very special event tomorrow in honor of his grandfather, a World War II veteran. Again, to feed veterans for free. It's going to be at Helen Bay and Split Rock Golf Course in the Bronx. And again, Westchester Talk Radio will be broadcasting live tomorrow on Saturday. We're going to take a short break for just a moment, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars. I'm June Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our engineer. And we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Yes, you can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, a representative of the Business Council, our host for tonight. She is Linda Tyler, and she is Membership Coordinator with the BCW. Linda, good to see you tonight.
Thank you, Jim, for having me on.
Tell us about this wonderful event, and for those who tuned in, it's to benefit Lifting Up Westchester. We talked to the executive director earlier tonight, just a wonderful charity.
Yes, it is, and Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars, our Rising Stars from 2017, are here to support this charity, Lifting Up Westchester, through racing and through bowling. It's a wonderful organization, and we are very excited for the ultimate outcome and the pledge and the funds that will be raised tonight.
Well, in addition to racing and rolling, we see that there's kind of a silent auction over there. There's wonderful items that can help as part of the donations tonight.
Yes, we have tickets from Westchester Magazine to their food and wine event, 2 tickets to their Best of Westchester event. I wish I had that list.
Yeah, that's a small sample size of what's happening here.
Absolutely. Collagen treatments from the Skin Center. We have, I wish I had the list in front of me.
There's great items.
Quite a variety.
Great variety out there.
Yes.
Do you have any idea, how much money they hope to raise from this event tonight? Do you have any particular figure? But I'm sure they're going to get quite a bit, because I guess the bowling was sold out tonight. I was told about that.
We are waiting to see what the actual number will be, but we do think we'll surpass last year's number.
The Business Council, of course, they get involved in all different types of events in the community and helping charities like Lifting Up Westchester. This is just one example of that, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're highly programmatic. We offer over 80 events and programs a year. We really focus on networking and building business opportunities within our community, yes.
Yeah, we've done quite a bit of your networking events. One of those we did was at Tiki Bar Restaurant in Rainier Playland.
Yes,
I remember we did that this
July
summer. Well
11th.
Attended.
Yes, yes. We have our annual dinner, which will be November 20th.
We'll be there for that.
Our keynote speaker will be the Honorable Hillary Rodham Clinton.
and much, much more. And that's one of the biggest events towards the end of the
calendar
year.
That's our annual dinner. It's our signature, yes, largest event of the year. Yes.
Now, again, you're a membership coordinator, so how's that job been going on? Have you been adding more members as the year has been going along?
We're very happy to say we've been welcoming well over 100 members this year. We've surpassed even last year, and that is a large part of my role is welcoming and working with new members and existing members so that they understand all of their membership opportunities and benefits and that they utilize them in the best way possible so that they're really reaping the rewards of joining and being a part of the Business Council and, again, getting the most out of their membership.
Now, that being said, how does one become a member? What's the process like?
Well, it's quite easy to do. You can either call our office and go online, and you can join. We have various levels. It's very easy to do, and then you're welcomed by either Sarah James or me. We're part of the membership team, and we will introduce you to an ambassador. We have an ambassador, a new member welcoming program, so our new members are paired with, an ambassador who's a volunteer with the organization. They're a member. They're a longstanding member. This is professional. Within the community, I'm losing my voice, and they will go ahead and help guide new members so that they do utilize their membership opportunities.
And it can really open a lot of doors as far as networking contacts, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Meeting new people, making sure they're making the most of their membership. Absolutely.
All right, so again, if anybody wants more information, just contact the BCW, right?
The BCW, www.thebcw.org, or to call our office. Absolutely.
All right, Linda Tyler, Membership Coordinator, BCW, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Linda Tyler, again, Membership Coordinator with Business Council of Westchester, hosting this wonderful event tonight. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kay, and our engineer. We want to remind you we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, we're pleased to be joined by our very next guest. She is Janelle Ward, and she is with the Alzheimer's Association. And good to have you, Janelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're in Westchester, right?
Correct. Yes, we are.
Tell us about this fine organization, and also this event tonight is for a very wonderful cause, which you mentioned. All the proceeds are going to Lifting Up Westchester. They're the beneficiaries tonight. Are you racing or bowling, or are you here just on behalf of the BCW?
The Alzheimer's Association is bowling tonight, and we're very happy to do so. We love the Business Council. I was a Rising Star last year, and
congratulations.
It's a privilege to pay it forward.
Yeah, so 2016, you were a Rising Star. What was your reaction when you got that honor last year, when you became one of those Rising Stars?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What was your reaction when you got that honor last year?
You know, it came as a surprise. It's great to be recognized for the work we're doing locally, and it's great to be in good company. So I was thrilled.
Yeah. And the Business Council, very active in the community. We talked to Linda Tyler, who's the membership coordinator, and they try to get out into the open to try to get new members. They got about 100 this year. And let's talk about the Alzheimer's Association, exactly what you're doing these days.
The Alzheimer's Association is a voluntary health agency, and we provide services locally for people affected with Alzheimer's disease and caregivers. We're a local chapter of the national organization. We had a transformational year. We are always seeking ways to improve to help those in our community that are affected. We've definitely accomplished a lot, but we have a long way to go.
How is the a great need for this service? I mean, there are a lot of patients that, you know, Alzheimer's, we're learning a lot more about what it is and maybe creating more awareness about it?
Yes, and that's part of my role. I'm always out educating and informing the community about what we do and creating special projects. There is such a need for support services for people with Alzheimer's. There's over 5 million people affected nationwide, and it's the sixth leading cause of death.
Is it something that can be detected early?
It can be. It can be detected early, and we always do encourage prevention and detecting the early warning signs so that individuals can plan in advance.
And they have to recognize what those warning signs are?
Yes, yes. The warning signs could be anything from repetition, difficulty with word retrieval, problems with vision. A lot of it can mimic normal aging, and that's why it's very important to know the difference between Alzheimer's, dementia, and normal aging as well.
So how are you be proactive in terms of trying to, you know, not just the awareness, but be proactive in, you know, finding out if you have these warning signs?
Well, you can contact the Alzheimer's Association for the education. But no, I mean, there's so much out there today to inform people about what to look for. And I would always encourage anybody over the age of 65 to get a cognitive assessment done annually.
Well, if anybody would like more information about your organization, where can they contact you?
Yes, they can contact our helpline number, 1-800-272-3900, or they can contact us locally. Our office is in Purchase at 2900 Westchester Avenue.
All right. Janelle Ward, Alzheimer's Association, thanks for joining us. Have some fun tonight.
Thank you so much. We will.
Once again, we've been speaking with Janelle Ward. She's with the Alzheimer's Association, located here in Westchester. And again, she's one of the participants here in this wonderful night of racing and rolling, or in this case, racing and bowling, all to help a wonderful cause, lifting up Westchester, a social service organization that serves all of Westchester County. My name is Jim Cleveland. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this word of it.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a festive evening here at Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars to benefit Lifting Up Westchester. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pass Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest. She is Maggie Siegrich, and she's president with Rivertown Chamber. Is that right?
That's right.
And that's in the Dobbs Ferry area?
Dobbs Ferry, Irvington, Hastings, and Ardsley.
Let's talk about it. Now, you're with the Business Council also, right?
Yes, we're new members.
Oh, new members?
Yeah, just within the last month.
Well, what are your thoughts in the short time you've been with them about this organization?
Amazing. I can't believe I didn't do it sooner.
Yeah, so. You think you should have done it a long time ago, right?
I should have.
Well, let's talk about this wonderful event they're hosting. Again, for those who just tuned in, this is to benefit Lifting Up Westchester. And for those who may not know, it's a wonderful social service organization that serves all of Westchester County, and they hope to raise a lot of money tonight.
Right.
Yeah. And let's talk about Rivertown Chamber. What exactly is doing with that here?
Well, we recently changed our name. Previously, we were the Dobbs Ferry Chamber of Commerce, so we just served Dobbs Ferry. But now we're expanded into the four villages, and we're there to help make connections between business owners, residents, and the municipalities, and kind of get everybody on the same page in terms of calendars and communication.
How would you say now, being a new member of the Business Council, helping to facilitate all that for you, kind of like an extra resource for you now?
It's absolutely an extra resource. I'm meeting people that I can take back to the Rivertowns and introduce to my business members, and they're already benefiting from it just by coming as a guest to these events.
And like this, it's a great opportunity to network. I'm sure they've done several of them that we've been to already this year. We just talked to them earlier with Linda Tyler, who is the membership coordinator. And one thing they have is a networking event down near Playland. And a lot of people came out for that. It's a really good opportunity to connect face-to-face.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so you really feel like with the membership that you have right now, it's creating more business. It's opening more doors for you here?
Absolutely. It's expanding our network.
Yeah. And again, but again, not just Dobbs Ferry, but the other villages that are surrounding the area, right?
That's correct. Irvington, Hastings, and Ardsley.
Yeah, so any major events that are coming up that you're working on with the chamber?
Yes. Next week, we're holding an event at St. George Bistro in Hastings on Hudson with the Acceleration Project. They're based out of Scarsdale, and it's about branding and targeting the appropriate audience with your brand.
How about your other work in the community? Do you work with nonprofits and charities? Does that all work out too?
Yeah. So currently I'm working with Lifestyle Westchester, which I believe you guys will be at tomorrow. We'll be out at the Split Rock Golf Course.
We will. For the Bronx.
Yep. For a Veterans Day food truck event.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Against Pelham Bay and Split Rock Golf Course is where we're going to be. It's the first of its kind. We had a member of Walter's Hot Dogs and his grandfather, who was named for it. It's going to be in his honor tomorrow. He's a World War II veteran. We hope for a fantastic turnout, although the weather's going to be a bit chilly tomorrow.
It's very chilly.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. If anybody would like more information about the Chamber, where can they get in touch with you if they want to learn more or maybe
you can
a
find
membership?
Us, yep, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook. We have a website, rivertownschamber.com.
Okay, Melissa Siegrich, President, Rivertowns Chamber. Thanks for joining us. Have
Thank
fun
you.
Tonight. All right, again, we've been speaking with Melissa Siegrich, Rivertowns Chamber President, joining us here at this wonderful event. Again, if you just tuned in, the Business Council of Westchester hosting the Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars here at Grand Prix New York and Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. Just a wonderful night. Everybody's having a fantastic time. I'm Jim Cleafield. We're going to step aside and take another break, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this.
So you want tickets to Hamilton? I know. Who doesn't? Well, the New York Post says the next best thing to seeing Hamilton, and for a tenth of the cost, is Spamilton. Yes, Spamilton. The hit off-Broadway musical spoof from the writer and creator of the legendary Forbidden Broadway. The New York Times raves, Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. It's now in its second smash year, and right now is your shot to get tickets from only $25. So visit Spamilton.com today.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a festive evening here at Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars, racing and bowling, all to benefit a wonderful cause, Lifting Up Westchester. That's a social service organization that serves all of Westchester County. How are you doing? My name is Jim Cleafield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. I want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest. She is also a representative of the Business Council, and with Bank of America, we're happy to have with us Marie Herrera. Good to see you tonight.
Hi, great to see you, and great to be here.
Now, tell us about your involvement with the Business Council. How long have you been with them?
Oh, my goodness. 15 years, and I've been a Rising Star for the last 10.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been 10 years since you got that distinction,
yes,
right?
Yes, 10 years since I got that distinction.
What was your reaction when you first learned you were going to be one of the Rising Stars?
Oh, it was an amazing feeling. But more important, through the years, the connections and support of all the Rising Stars in the community has been wonderful.
And again, this event, of course, the Rising Stars taking part in this benefit. But you said, I guess you took part in last year's Dancing with the Rising Stars. I wasn't there for that. But tell us what that experience was like.
Oh, it was wonderful. I danced with my partner, Jim Giangrande from Altium, and we practiced for 8 weeks to get ready, and it was really a wonderful experience. But I have to tell you, bowling's a lot easier than dancing on stage.
I think a friend of mine, Jen D'Ambrosio from Westchester Magazine, was in that contest last year. She couldn't make it tonight, but yeah, I remember she was one of the contestants. But I'm not sure who won, but I think she had a great time.
We were there 2 years ago, so she was last year, right?
I think she was. Yeah. Yes, I remember that very well. But again, like these wonderful events, again, getting out of the community—that's really what the Business Council is all about. Not just getting members, but the face-to-face networking, the events that you've done that we've covered this year, and I understand that you've added 100 new members this year already.
Oh, absolutely. The camaraderie of all of the young and up-and-coming business professionals in the community and the support that we get from Marsha and the Business Council is amazing.
And how about your role particular now? Again, you've been there for 15 years. Specifically, what's your role with the council as a member?
I'm a member of the council and an active member as a Rising Star.
Yeah, and do you do some networking as well, trying to get some people to join also?
Absolutely. It's easy to have others join because the passion that each of us share with the connections that we've made through the years with the business council, that's not a hard sell. It's true.
And I can imagine, judging by this turnout, which is tremendous, I mean, the bowling was sold out, that there really a lot of people getting a chance to meet people and maybe making some new contacts along the way.
Absolutely. Business and friendship along the way, you can't beat it.
Yeah. And again, for those who are just joining us, again, it's not just the racing and the bowling. There's also a silent auction, all in an effort to raise as much money as possible for lifting up Westchester, just a wonderful cause. So, Marie, if anybody would like more information about becoming a member, they can always go to your website as well, right? TheBCW.org?
Absolutely.
Okay. Marie Herrero, thanks for joining us. Have some fun tonight.
Thanks.
We've been speaking again with Marie Herrero. Again, she's a member of the Business Council of Westchester and also with Bank of America. Again, if you just tuned in, we're here at Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars to benefit lifting up Westchester. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a very festive night here at Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars, all to benefit lifting up Westchester. I'm Jim Fleefield, your host, along with Matt Kane, our engineer, the Mixmaster, we call him. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. We're joined now by our latest guest. He is Joseph Long, and he is with Strategies for Wealth. They're located out of Rybrook here in Westchester. And Joe, good to have you with us. What are your thoughts on this wonderful event tonight?
This is awesome. First of all, call me Joe.
Okay.
Only my mom calls me Joseph, and that's when I'm in trouble, which is quite
Joe
frequently.
It is. Yes.
This is incredible. I mean, our firm has been a member of the BCW now for several years, and the event is awesome. The facility is awesome. We were here for a couple weeks ago for another fundraising event. So the facility itself does an incredible job. The BCW, they put on great event after great event, getting businesses together, getting individuals together, networking, and just a good time.
Yeah, I don't know how much money they're going to raise, but in addition to the racing and the bowling, which everybody's having a wonderful time, we also have a silent auction as well back there. There's some fine items we had a chance to look at, too.
I have my raffle tickets, and I'm ready to start figuring out what I'm going to win to give my wife for holiday presents.
What to choose,
presents.
Right? There's some
exactly.
Great choices out there. I mean, there's a foursome, there's golf foursome. I mean, there's all kinds of wonderful things I saw there.
Yep.
And again, as I said, just a wonderful cause here. And do you have a chance to bowl or race tonight?
I bowled a lot of nines.
A lot of nines.
Not a lot of spares and strikes, but, you know, and also lifting up Westchester. I mean, what a great cause that we're raising money for, and hopefully we raise a lot of money. It's shocking to think that there are impoverished families, you know, hungry families in Westchester County. As great of a county this is, as affluent of a county this is, it's unbelievable to think of how many people go without food and go hungry in this great county. So It's awesome that we're putting this event together and raising money.
Yeah, because the hunger, again, is a year-round problem. It's not just a holiday time
problem,
that's for sure.
And you know what? It's the only time we think about it. So we always, you know, you hear about the hungerthons that go on in November only, and lifting up Westchester, I mean, they're doing it year-round.
Yeah, they really are. We're going to be doing a food drive coming up in early December, but again, it's something that really people should be aware about, 365
yep.
all year-round.
Agreed.
Now
agreed.
Let's talk about your company, Strategies for Wealth. What's that all about?
Yeah, so shameless plug. Here we go, right?
Yes.
Strategies is an 85-year-old financial planning company. If you had to put us in a bucket of a title, 85-year-old financial planning company, five offices. We've just moved regionally, opened up two offices in Massachusetts and Rhode Island as well too. Office in downtown Manhattan, Long Island, and right here in Westchester as well. About 300 or so employees, 175 or so advisors, another 125 or so staff members and specialists in different areas, and we just work to get our community dressed financially in the proper order, creating wealth, protecting wealth, and doing it with little to no risk as possible for the families that we serve. And we're expanding. We're growing. So we're looking for talented people to bring on to our firm. People who are at a point in their careers where maybe they're just not happy with what they're doing. Our firm is growing, and we're looking for talented people to join us.
Yeah. What's your clientele like? So you say mainly individuals you work with?
Yeah, individuals and businesses. Great question. So we work with a lot of business owners as well, too, around, there's a lot of change in Washington, tax reform and healthcare reform, and a lot of businesses don't know exactly what to do. How are the proper steps to reduce their tax burden? How do they reduce their benefits cost, and we can come in and help those businesses as well too.
Yeah, this seems to be getting more and more complicated. You kind of give them a roadmap, if you will.
Absolutely, and then the individual families as well too. So, we work with families from couples just starting out all the way through to couples who are trying to figure out how to retire, how to they've accumulated what they've accumulated, now they're trying to figure out how to make it last for 30, 40.
Yeah, so 50 no amount of money is too big or too small, you help them all, right?
We help them all, exactly.
If anybody wants more information about your company, where can they reach you?
So they can reach the firm, go to our website, www.strategiesforwealth.com. That's www.strategiesforwealth.com. Or they can just email me. My email address is joseph_long@strategiesforwealth.com. That's all spelled out, .com.
All right, Joe Long, Strategies for Wealth, thanks for joining us. Have some fun tonight.
We will do, definitely. Thank you so much.
Once again, we've been speaking with Joe Long. He's with Strategies for Wealth, which has an office here in Westchester. They're located in Rye Brook. Again, if you just joined us, the Business Council of Westchester is hosting this wonderful event, Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars, to benefit lifting up Westchester. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. We're going to step aside and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a very festive, fun evening here, I must say, at Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl here in Mount Kisco. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars to benefit Lifting Up Westchester, just a wonderful charity. It's a social service organization serving all of Westchester. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Matt Kane, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale, Pest Management, Management and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Mixmaster. And we want to also let you know, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too. Yes, you can. Tell all your friends and family, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, I'm happy to have us as our latest guest. In fact, she's right from here in Mount Kisco, Kimberly Mallard, and she is Vice President of Operations with a company called Tommy Copper. And that's right here in Mount Kisco. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Tell us about what Tommy Copper is all about.
Right. So we started a copper compression brand about 5 years ago and really brought that new compression to the market. And what we do is we worked on compression that wasn't just for athletes. It wasn't just for medical purpose. It was for, you know, everyday people like you and I who are going about our jobs. Maybe we have hobbies. And we really felt like that we could use support and recovery and relief just like those professional athletes or, you know, the laborers or people who are lifting and working really hard all day. Like, we work hard too in just a different way. So we really, we're focused on wellness right now. And it's a great product, and it's a pleasure to be in Westchester and Mount Kisco, really.
When you talk about, you know, being physically active, we all try to do that. I mean, I work out, you know, a few times during the week, but sometimes there are those days where just maybe I just don't feel quite right.
Right.
Maybe I just overexerted a little bit, and perhaps something like that can help you out, let's say, in your recovery.
Absolutely. So what we have is we have sleeves, so knee sleeves, ankle sleeves, elbow sleeves, but we also have t-shirts, leggings, tights, shorts, and we've grown into cotton. We figured out how to put our copper technology into cotton now, so we have cotton t-shirts for your business shirt, and you can really layer this stuff with anything that you're wearing, and so it's kind of an all-day product, but you can wear it for a workout or you can wear it to work, so it's really versatile, super comfortable. The fabric is really a premium quality that we really pride ourselves on. So it's great, yep.
Do you consider kind of cutting edge technology with that to help people get better?
Absolutely. Like, so we're really an innovation company. So our first innovation was the copper infused into fabrics. And now that we've really mastered that and we're the best at it, we are focused on our designs. And one of the new things that we have this season, which is exciting, is our new shoulder-centric posture shirt. So there's a lot of people that have shoulder pain or upper back pain, and it's an interesting area of your body to figure out how to apply compression to. So there's all these shoulder contractions, but that's not comfortable. So we designed a shirt that helps pull your shoulders back and gives you some support and compression at your shoulder joints. And it's an amazing new innovation that we have through design.
So let's say, like, if I've been experiencing some shoulder pain, just to be hypothetical,
right,
this is not the sort of thing we just put a little liniment on. I mean, this would be much more beneficial to you than that.
Right. And it really helps strengthen those muscles and remind you to pull those shoulders back. And the compression helps improve your blood flow, helps to reduce aches and pains, and that's really what it's about.
Now, how about this organization? You've been with the Business Council as a member, I take it. What are your thoughts on this wonderful event tonight?
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here. It's really powerful to have all these businesses and really just individuals come together to be supportive of each other and really supporting lifting up Westchester. So I'm excited. We bowled tonight, and we did okay, but I think we're all going to go home and put on our Tommy Copper wrist sleeves and so forth in case you're not that avid bowler. So it's been great, though. It's really good to be here.
If anybody would like more information about Tommy Copper, where can they get in touch with you?
First of all, our website is tommycopper.com. So TOMMIECOPPER.com. That's where you can buy all of the apparel. And then we have a retail store that's actually in Mount Kisco on South Mulgar Avenue. So it's 74 South Mulgar Avenue. So if you want to do some early or on-time Christmas shopping, you can go
there. Never too early for that.
Yeah, exactly. Go online or come by our store.
All right. Great. Kimberly Mallard, Tommy Copper here in Mount Kisco. Thanks for joining us. Hope you had some fun tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks again, Kimberly.
Yep.
Kimberly Mallard, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Operations with Tommy Copper, located in Mount Kisco. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is here at Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars to benefit lifting up Westchester. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this word of interest.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live here from Grand Prix New York Spins Bowl in Mount Kisco in the heart of Westchester. And we are here for the Business Council of Westchester's Racing and Rolling with the Rising Stars to benefit Lifting Up Westchester. That's a night of racing and bowling. I'm Jim Klingfielder, host, along with the Mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our engineer. I want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, our final guest for the night, we're happy to have with us, is Zachary Massieri, and you're a member of the Business Council, are you not?
Correct.
How long have you been with it?
I've been actually a member for about a month or two.
Yeah.
I recently joined.
Well, what are your thoughts on this event tonight, again, for a very, very worthy cause? We had a tremendous turnout tonight. I don't know how much money we raised for this, but just a wonderful evening by everybody.
Yeah, the event was amazing. I was actually on the part of the team of the Lifting Up Westchester for my bowling team.
And how did you do?
Myself, I did decent. I bowled a 230.
Very good.
Actually, no, it was a 130. but the members of Lifting Up Westchester, they're great people. You can tell they're very genuine and they care about what they do. They're very passionate and they're here for a good cause.
Now, in the short time you've been with them, I mean, what we learned about the Business Council and being a member, it really opens up a lot of doors for contacts, business contacts. Have you experienced that already?
Correct, yeah. I've met a lot of people, but not only did I meet a lot of people, I met with Howard Stein. Growing up, my background is in health and physical education, so I have no really prior knowledge to sales, which is my job now. And I met with Howard, and we had a good two-hour conversation of just how I should carry myself and how I should, you know, not attack, but reach out to my contacts, my possible prospects. So it's very beneficial in that realm. But also, when I first joined, I told the membership council that I'm looking for, you know, architects, interior designers, and contractors. And believe it or not, the next day I had emails, introductions to a couple of those members in the group.
So when you're not with the Business Council of Westchester, what are you also involved in?
Yeah, I'm with East Hill Cabinetry. We're a kitchen design firm, but I'm also part of BNI. It's a networking group. I'm also part of just a couple of other groups, just reaching out, introducing myself to many people.
This is one of many events, of course, that the Business Council has all year round, networking events like this. They did one during the summer. We went to a tiki bar and restaurant in Hawaii. I think about at least 100 people that they came out to that one. They made all these wonderful contacts. And it's good to get your name out there.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to meet a lot of people. Like you said, just get your name out there. Just the more people you meet, the more opportunities that open.
Yeah,
and
so,
then Business Council really gives you that opportunity.
Yeah, so when you first got in contact with the Business Council, they were very helpful for you from the very beginning, like the step-by-step process, what to do?
Even before I joined, they were right there for me when I needed them. They walked me through the entire process. And it was very beneficial. The couple of months I've been in, it's been very beneficial.
Yeah. Now, we should also mention, of course, that you are a relative of one of our members here of Westchester Talk Radio. He's our president and CEO, of course. That's Andrew Castellano.
Oh, of course.
I understand, yes?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love him. Great cousin. Crazy guy, but a good crazy.
I'll tell you, he just does a wonderful work for us with Shark Creative and Shark Media, arranging all these wonderful events, and I'm very proud to be a part of this wonderful organization.
He's a very passionate person. He's a lot of drive. And I'm happy to call him a family member.
I know you had a chance to do some bowling. Hopefully you did well.
Yes, yes.
Ready?
So one could say this is all in the family today.
You got that right.
Exactly.
All in the family. That's exactly right. Okay, well, Zachary, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had a lot of fun tonight. We sure did.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, Zachary Massieri, ladies and gentlemen, a member of the Business Council. Again, one of the many participants in this wonderful event, all to raise money for Lifting Up Westchester. Well, that'll do it for this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. Hope you had a wonderful time with us. I know I really enjoyed it. And we want to thank all our crew, of course. As we said, Andrew Castellano, our boss at Chart Creative and Chart Media, all the work that he does. Mixmaster Matt, Matty the K, Matt Kander, our wonderful engineer, who does a great job as well.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for doing all the work that you do.
Yeah. The hardest working man in radio, I must say. And we want to thank all of our crew today. We want to remind you once again, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. I want to thank all of our friends of the Business Council of Westchester for helping us tonight. We appreciate all of your support, and thank you at home as well. I hope you enjoyed our broadcast tonight. Well, that'll do it. Have a great evening. My name is Jim Cleefield. See you next time. Take care.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.